And up next, we have Princess Sailor Moon, take number 2.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. I'm ready to know what the people know. Ask my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love to explore the world above, out of the sea? Wish I could be part of that world.
And that was a deja vu moment from Princess Sailor Moon. She sang the same song she did last time. And I think that was a huge risk that you took to do that. And I don't think it was a risk that worked out for you, because this was, there was a few things that were better about it, but when you fixed, you didn't fix everything we told you to fix from the first one. And it wasn't required of you to sing the same thing again. Jeffers had told us that he saw that you asked him if you were supposed to sing the same thing over again, and he didn't. He's been sick, so he hasn't been able to respond to people in a very fast manner because he's been bleeding and stuff. Feel better, Jeffers. But if you had been listening to even the episode that you were in, you would have noticed that other people who were on their second and third tries, we mentioned that they had sung other songs before this take. We mentioned the other songs by name, so it should have been clear that people were singing other things as well. So it should have been known that you could have sung something different, and you didn't, and you took this risk, and I think it kind of backfired for you, because if you're going to sing something again, you need to make it so much better that it completely makes us forget the first time you did it. And I saw things in this one that we told you to fix in the last one, and you didn't fix them. Like, the flip in your fins was still messed up. You were topping on this one. You didn't top on your last one, so that was something that actually got worse in this one, that your quality went actually down in this one. You were still really breathy on your notes. Like, it sounded like you were panting as you were singing. And I heard a lot, you were struggling to breathe almost. And I was feeling kind of, like, worried that you were going to, like, pass out in the middle of the song because you were short of breath. And then you sang way too much. You should have just stopped where you stopped last time, because you kept on going. And, yeah, this, I think, was a bad move on your part. I would have rather have heard you sing something different, because now I honestly, for the most part, couldn't tell the difference between this audition and your last audition. So, I'm sorry, Zell.
Okay, I will have to agree. It kind of backfired on you. I actually have more notes this time around than I did last time. Again, Mike, end of the line seemed a little a lot more pitchier than they should have been. You had more energy, I think, in this one, and your mic still topped or peaked, as Ambie said. You got real shrilly on some notes. I need to stop saying, breathy slash sounded tired is my next
Yeah, like
note.
out of breath, like you had just run a
Right.
marathon and then you started singing.
One of her notes sounded a little jazzy for like 2 words, just like 2 words. It started to get a little jazzy, and then it just went back to how she was singing it. The energy dropped earlier than needed near the end, and I have to agree, it's too long. This was what, 2.5 minutes?
Was 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Because
Okay,
I wrote
close
down the
enough.
time, yeah.
Okay.
And again, if you had been listening to some of the previous episodes, there was someone else who turned something in that was about this length, and we told them not to send something this long again.
Right. And I'm just thinking, this might not be the greatest song choice for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if she needs to go high. I want to say she needs to go lower.
Yes.
Okay, so
I
she needs to
think
go
this is a
lower.
little too high for you. Because I also think part of this is you're singing it in a key that's too high for you. Like, I think you could have transposed this into a lower key and it would sound much better for you. But you're trying more to mimic the original than make it your own. Like, you could sing this in, I think, a lower key and it would sound better. Another thing we mentioned, if you had been listening, was you can't transpose things. So, Jeffers does have some notes. Do you want me to read them this time, Zell, since you read them last time?
Sure.
Okay, so Jeffers has to say, has everything, he likes the emotion. Gadget's a bit sharp. Mike puffs in background right before chorus. Feet and laugh were cute. Vibrato sounded forced. Sounds like you tried harder and had more energy than take one, but pitchy. Whoa, thought it was done, started again. Exclamation points all over that. Like the softer part at the end, good emotion. So Jeffers did like your emotion at the end, but yeah, it was still too long. I would have liked to have heard you like start at the chorus and then add it on the ending, because I think you were shakiest in the beginning part.
He says, don't include the whole thing.
Yeah, and then exactly when I said the thing about you should have started like at the chorus and then gone into the ending part, because the ending was definitely stronger than the beginning, but the beginning was basically the same thing that we got last time. And if you're gonna sing the same thing twice, you have to improve like tenfold to show us that you can do it better. But this was basically on the same level. Yeah. Are we done?
I'm done.
Done.
And coming up next, we have another take number two. This one is for Hitomi Kazuki. Ha! I said it right. Ha! Happy now, Jeffers and Zelina? I said it right. What?
I sense there's something in the wind that feels like tragedy's at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is just around the bend, and does he notice my feelings for him? And will he see how much he means to me? I think it's not to be.
All right, and that was Hatomi Kazuki with her second try singing Sally's song. Her original song was Snuff Out the Light, the Cut Yuzma song from Emperor's New Groove.
I like how she's coming out with all these like
S
smaller
songs.
and well smaller and less well-known songs. She's doing a lot of
Right.
obscure stuff.
I'm liking this person already.
I like your song choices.
Me too. I will say I don't know most of Nightmare Before Christmas songs. I know I'll have people shooting at me later. So I will try the best I can with the song. Your mic seemed like it was picking up a vacuum or something, or it was really hummy and had noise. It was pretty, I will say that. And it's a nice contrast to your other song,
Snuff out the
which
light.
had more, Snuff Out the Light has a more dancey beat to it. I can't really say what kind of music it is. I don't want to say it's merengue, but it's not that close to it. But yeah, it's a nice contrast from the more upbeat, and this is a nice mellow ballad and pretty sounding. And Ambie can be more picky than me, so
Yeah, because
Ambie.
she was like, I don't know this well enough to be picking. I was like, I do. Yes, I don't know Nightmare Before Christmas well, but this is actually one of my favorite songs from Nightmare Before Christmas. I like some of the stuff. I don't like Jack's Lament and like
Me
those.
neither.
I'm not a big fan of those, but I do like this song. It was really a cute little. You have a really cute voice. I really liked your voice a lot on this. It was very sweet. It was a little pitchy at times. It definitely was a little pitchy. Again, on like the end of phrases. I said that to someone earlier, how the ends of some of their lines got a little pitchy. And it did get pitchy here. Not so much, and it's not as noticeable on this song because it's such a mellow and obscure song. Unless you knew the song like really, really well, you really wouldn't be able to tell that much. Case in point, Zelina. I think that you needed the emotion I felt. Wasn't what it needed to be. This is a bit of a sorrowful song, a bit sad, a bit of a sad
She's
song.
sad.
She's sad. This is in the beginning of the movie when Sally's sad because Jack really doesn't notice her yet, and it's a bit of a she's lamenting over. This is like Sally's lament instead of Jack's lament. This is. That might actually be the name of this song. I don't know what the name of this song.
That's Sally's
It's
song.
literally
It's,
called Sally's Song. Okay. And I
yeah.
just would have liked to have heard a little bit more emotion of sorrow in what you were saying, especially in the part when you're like, I guess it's not meant to be. Like, you should be sad about that because you like this guy. You love this guy so much. And you at this point, you think that you're never going to get to be with him. So, other than that little bit of emotion that I thought was misplaced, because there was emotion in it, but I'm not 100% sure it was the correct emotion for the song. Yeah. And Jeffers doesn't have anything to add. He just said, because he didn't. He's like, nothing big to add after that. Fangirls are gonna be like, God, he's like right there, but we can't get to
Sucks for you guys to
him.
not.
Sorry, fangirls. He's there, but you can't hear him.
We have them in a box.
What fangirls? Oh, you know you have fangirls, Jeffers. They were in the listen the other night. Make a list now. I'm pretty sure that
Maddie's on top of
Maddie
that
is on the
list.
top of the list. I'm pretty sure Rochelle Ehler is on your fangirl list.
Valkyrie.
Valk is on your fangirl list. They all go poof when I'm not around. What? They're
Because they're
always in the
embarrassed.
lists. They're always.
They're embarrassed to be in your presence.
They're so adoring fans of yous that they're just like, oh my God, I'm in Jeffers' presence. I have to be quiet.
Not worthy.
I'm not worthy to be in Jeffers' presence. But you are, girls. You are. Tell Jeffers how you feel about him. It's okay. He'll be accepting. I'm done. And now we have JC Trance 19.
Now it's always once upon a time in New York City. It's a big old, bad old, tough old town, it's true. But beginnings are contagious there. They're always setting stages there. They're always turning pages there for you. Ain't it great the way it all begins in New York City? Right away, you're making time and making friends. No one cares where you were yesterday. If they pick you out, you're on your way to a once upon a time that never ends. So Oliver, don't be shy. Get out there, let go and try. Believing that you're the guy they're dying to see. 'Cause a dream's no crime, not once upon a time, once upon a time in New York City.
That was JC Trance with Once Upon a Time in New York City. Ah, this makes me happy. Second Oliver song in one night. I love, yes. I love Oliver and Company.
Me too.
And I liked this. I like your voice a lot. You were, had a really nice voice. I thought at the very beginning of the song, your energy was a bit lacking, but it picked up as you went further into the song. Like, it started off a little low and it picked up. Ah, God, I like your voice. Like I said before, I'll say it again. The only thing about this was I felt like it was a little too technical and there wasn't enough pizzazz. My word comes back. You get the pizzazz note from me. There wasn't enough performance in it. It was another case of singing the notes and singing the notes right, but not having the oomphy, pizzazzy performance behind it. But I think, and I'm going to say this now, I think that you're my favorite voice thus far tonight. I really liked your voice. And I could tell from a couple of the notes you did, I heard some from male vibrato in there, which I was like, ooh, male vibrato. Ooh. So I can tell that you've got some knowledge of it, or you're just, Jeffers is jealous that you have male vibrato. I said that, he's like, yeah, I'm jealous. I have like none. So Jeffers likes that too. I liked that about you. I think you're the first genuine male vibrato I've heard in these auditions, and that makes me have high hopes for you. High hopes. High hopes. High hopes. Aside from Russ, yeah, but Russ's is like natural and stuff.
Yeah. It's Russ.
It's Russ, yeah. I'm not saying that. Okay, Zell, go.
That's so mean, Jeffers. Okay. Scene. Okay. I would like to hear this with music, actually. Because I like it that much. I think you might have had some trouble with some of the lower notes. I loved when he did Never Ends, that really long Never Ends. Mm-hmm. Like, the energy and the emotion was there, and I loved it. Nice voice. You had silence near the end, which... I know that's probably because you were listening to music.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, that one point. Yeah.
And this is just like an optional note. I would like to hear him sing Hercules.
Ooh, he would be a good Hercules.
Would.
Be a good Hercules. If you get in, we don't necessarily want to hear it right away.
Right. Give us time to adjust.
Give us time because you might not be able to sing it right away. Oh, teaser for what's to come.
And B.
Well, they don't know what the rules are going to be.
Oh, that's right.
They don't know what the rules are going to be. That's right. Now we're making people go, oh my God, what are they going to do to us? What are they going to do? We're going to be evil to you. Okay, as for Jeffers' notes, love song, yes, all in caps with exclamation points. If he's being entered into the exclamation point war, he gets 3 exclamation points. So that ties him with Dylan, right?
Right, because Rochelleular had 4.
Yeah. Yeah, and Princess Claire had like a million.
Yeah. Dylan got mad.
Once past the beginning. So that was the same note that I had, that you started off a little low on the energy and it picked up. Towards the end. So Jeffers liked it too. Those are the only 2 notes he had. Wow. Good job.
Really?
Are those your only notes, Jeffers? Oh, wait. Oh, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't scroll down. Sorry. My bad. So there are more notes. Sorry. A Little Liberty Somewhere in the Middle. Good song choice for you. C seem slightly pitchy. Sorry. Space sounded odd. Jeffers like done. Well sung. Good for you. More oomph, but still good.
And that's it.
That's it. So I think we're done.
Done.